Welcome to the Midweek Reset from Life Examined and KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Authenticity. It's a buzzword. We're all chasing it. But why and at what cost? A simple definition of being authentic is having the freedom to express yourself, say, dress and behave in the way that reflects who you truly are. We often see authenticity as genuine, fresh, different. But is there a downside to being too authentic? What if those original characteristics are at the same time irritating, insensitive, or mean? Is it possible to get too much of you being you? This is something that British philosopher Dennis McManus reflected on in a conversation with me on the meaning of value and authenticity.
You might well come across individuals who are saying, I have to behave this way because I've got to be me, got to be myself, got to express myself. You know, we're all used to hearing athletes and, celebrities seem to be particularly given to this kind of reasoning. You know, the most important thing is that I be myself. But most of us don't have the opportunity. We're not surrounded by people who will put up with that. And most of us face the fact that at some point or other, someone might turn around and say to us, well, yeah, you are being yourself, but I think you should stop now. You know, we've had enough of you being yourself. And I think that reflects the fact that, if you like, authenticity can only really be one value amongst many that we have. I mentioned before that there's a bit of a tendency to think that authenticity or being oneself can be something like the all-encompassing value, you know, the goal for someone's existence. But it's problematic in just the kind of ways that you were alluding to, that you may well encounter somebody who you feel shouldn't be themselves. They really need to change. But it's a very attractive idea, this existentialist hero who kind of creates their own moral world, if you like. But it doesn't seem to recognize the way in which we're all embedded in a social world with others, in a historical context and so on. And that's how human life is like.
I think that McManus highlights something nuanced here, that while authenticity and isolation can be admirable, it's just one of many values or characteristics we should aspire to. In other words, the ethos of, I just gotta be me, doesn't really cut it when the me is the most important part of that equation. McManus also reminds us that while we might all strive for greater authenticity, it's also a little bit of a luxury, because in the end, we are social creatures. And society mostly relies on collective action and the need for people to work comfortably together. So if nothing else, when it comes to evaluating authenticity and being authentic yourself, McManus reminds us that authenticity is just one piece of ourselves, something we need to cultivate and balance alongside all the other qualities of living in an interconnected world. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.